community to happier, healthier lives.
Club Fitness is the right fit for everybody's New Year's resolutions.
Join Club Fitness by December 10th and get January free. See Club for details.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Grizzlies fans, take advantage of our Cyber Monday 48-hour sale for 2 days only, starting at 8 a.m. Cyber Monday through 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, December 3rd. Select tickets for all December home games are up to 65% off. Visit Grizzlies.com before this Cyber Monday 48-hour sale runs out.
Looking for the ultimate in kitchen appliances? If you're one of those people who will only settle for the very best in the appliance world, your Lemke Appliance Center has great news for you. Lemke and KitchenAid have come together for an extra special clearance sale. It's KitchenAid's year-end Celebrate a Century sale going on right now at your Lemke Appliance Center. KitchenAid has long been noted for durability and craftsmanship far beyond that of the competition. And with the KitchenAid Celebrate a Century sale, your savings couldn't be better. Plus, additional rebates of up to $1,600. The more you purchase, the more you save. Now is the time to visit your Lemke Appliance Center during the KitchenAid year-end clearance bonanza. Top quality, money-saving prices, plus additional KitchenAid rebates. Now at your locally owned and operated Lemke Appliance Center, 200 West Lockwood in the heart of Webster Groves.
Who's ready for a USDA prime steak? You won't find USDA prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's time to get the perfect holiday gift this year. No boring ties or just another pair of socks this time. Give them a chance to shave like me with Harry's Razors. Listeners of the show can get $5 off any Harry's Shave set by using code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. It's a great deal for you and for him. Holiday sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits, and Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time. And it comes ready to gift in handsome holiday gift boxes. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter inside STL at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That's INSIDESTL.
Grizzlies fans, take advantage of our Cyber Monday 48-hour sale for 2 days only, starting at 8 a.m. Cyber Monday through 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, December 3rd. Select tickets for all December home games are up to 65% off. Visit Grizzlies.com before this Cyber Monday 48-hour sale runs out.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the
I cannot wait to hear about this guy's Thanksgiving because he has a huge family. So there have to be some stories. Ladies and gentlemen, the proprietor of what I think is probably the greatest car dealership you'll ever do business with, John Landoff. I'm sorry, I made a mistake on the screen. Dan has your name as Johnny Lodoff. I'm sorry, Mr. Lodoff. I messed up your name.
Man, way to be. Well, how you doing? How are you? What's going on out there?
We're doing great, but I have to ask you, because in years past, you've told us that Thanksgiving has been at your house, and you have like 40 or 50 people. Two questions. It's a big family. Was it at your house this year? And whether it was or wasn't, how many people?
A lot. A lot of fun people. Yeah, well over 60, I'd say.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I can't even imagine
that. Many.
You know how many people we had in our house Thanksgiving? Including me and my wife. Six people, including me and my wife. Six. That's it.
But you were exhausted cooking that turkey.
We didn't cook it. A friend cooked it. He said, I'll do the turkey, and he did, and he did a fantastic job. Because my wife doesn't cook.
Mimi Londo worked for probably 2 weeks.
Well, no kidding. You know, 60 people. That's a lot of people.
2 weeks. And then let me tell you, there's so many leftovers, which, you know, people, I mean, everyone eats it. We don't have any, we don't have any vegetarians in this family, okay? Nothing against vegetarians. I love you if you are. I just could never survive. I'd have to, stick toothpicks in my eyeballs. I got to eat meat. I have to eat heartily. You just take a look at me and you can see I like to eat. And I love Thanksgiving. It's just the greatest. It's just a pure excuse to just absolutely eat all day long. The boys and I started that morning at Schneidhorst. And it's a place that we've gone to forever. And they're going to shut it down. It's unbelievable.
What?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
I didn't
closing.
Know that.
Yep.
When are they closing?
So we won't talk about it in a couple of weeks. That's if there's anyone there to continue to work. I tell you what, Johnny Londoff did though. We've had a young lady, Rebecca, that's been working and serving the boys and I, because we go to almost every Sunday morning. All right, not only because the food's great, but the TVs, we're watching sports, and I just started telling her some months ago that she should come and sell cars. I just watched how hard she worked, and always smiling, and other servers would come up because she was the bartender and also serving everybody in the bar area. And I'm like, you should come and sell cars. I mean, you're a hard worker. You know, I'm sure you're making pretty good money here, but, you know, we have a great environment. So she came on about 3 months ago, part-time, and we finally had to ask her a week ago. We're like, we need to know, you know, I know the holidays are coming up, you're going to be busy, but will you commit to full-time? And she goes, yes. And then she had a call.
Helping the world be employed, Johnny Londoff. Yeah, employing the world.
It was a team decision by John Londoff III and Sam Londoff. Not just because she's delivering this great food and with a smile, but she's a hard-working young lady. And then she gets the pink slip on the phone call on Saturday. And she goes, wow, how funny things work. I'm like, that.
Perfect timing. Sometimes things just work out.
But, I love Thanksgiving. I love the family that I got so lucky to have married into. And then my family, my sister Linda and her husband Jim Ruck. And
her family, Mimi's family, is bigger than your family, correct?
My dad used to say, hey, son, we're outnumbered. I'm like, well yeah. Mimi's the eighth of nine. And God bless with her mom and dad.
But hold on a second. There were nine kids in Mimi's family? She was one of nine?
Yes, yes.
Holy cow. That's a lot of kids.
This nieces and nephews and the marriages and then children. It's a lot of fun.
All right, John, let me ask you a question. 60 people at your house, and I don't expect you to name names or get specific, but I've asked you this before, and you've always said, no, not really. So here's the question again. With 60 people, probably some wine or some whatever, wasn't there at least somebody who kind of got out of line?
No, it doesn't happen.
I don't believe it. It's hard to believe.
How do you decide where everybody sits?
If I was to come and hang out for a few hours in your city, then, I mean, everyone, hey, it's called love, right? It's a powerful word.
Oh, you just said it. Well,
lacking, in the world today, but not at La Londoff House. And a lot of it has to do with me. I'm going to tell you, I mean, smiling, she loves it. Her whole family, they love to entertain. I mean, you know, when we were young and dating, my mom would say, why are you always there on Sundays for dinner? I couldn't tell my mom that my future mother-in-law was an unbelievable cook. Mary Keneally could, she's a great cook, and everybody in the family can cook. I mean, they all are really great cooks. So it's like, I have a professional chef in the family that got it from, you know, watching his mother work, John Keneally. And I'm going to tell you another thing. A lot of them are listening right now, but even there's nobody in that family it's a lot of laughter, a lot of fun. It's a little high volume every once in a while, but that's okay, you know.
John, out of 60 people, and again, I don't expect you to say this on the air, there's somebody in that family that you're hoping can't make it. There just is.
No,
there has to be.
No, not at all. It's just, hey,
John, everybody has somebody in their family that it takes them 30 minutes to tell a 5-minute story. You don't have one person like that?
Yeah, that person is John.
Oh.
he's that person.
Oh, my man.
That's only when you allow me to talk. I mean,
I'm the first to admit that I'm that person. I can't tell a story in 1 minute. There's no way. It takes me forever because to tell a good story, you need to set the scene and, you know, and elaborate. I am that person. I admit that.
Start off one topic, and then that reminds them of another topic. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, they're on to another topic. They haven't even finished their original story.
I am trying to imagine 60 people in my house. We've been in our house now for, hang on, 33 years in the same house. We've never, ever, at any time, had more than 12 people in our house, ever. And that's just maybe once a year, the holidays. That's it. I can't imagine 60 people. That's a lot. How many turkey did you have? Turkey? Did you have turkey? And if you did, how many turkeys?
So let me finish. A lot of turkey. I mean, this one turkey, my God, it was so delicious. It's massive. I don't know. I don't know if Mimi's listening. She'll text me right now, but I'm going to say it was 24 pounds.
Ooh, that's a big turkey.
And then she gets some additional turkey breast, and I mean, two types of dressing, unbelievable salad. There's a sister Kitty brought appetizers from just about everybody, and then you know, I mean, mashed potatoes are the greatest mashed potatoes. Mimi lined up.
No, you've talked about mashed potatoes before, and how her mashed potatoes are the creamiest, lump free. No, you've done a great job over the years describing her mashed potatoes.
Gosh, so I love Thanksgiving. You know, it's a great day, and. You know, that's why I ran a couple of miles on the treadmill this morning, and then I looked at my gut, and I'm like, it did nothing.
You know what? You and I same thing, except for the treadmill part. I looked at my gut, too, this morning. I just didn't do the treadmill thing. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like for Dan, I talked to Dan earlier today on the phone, way before the show started. Would you share with people who don't cook, like my wife, the Cracker Barrel deal? Listen to this, John. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
This is a great deal. Dinner for 10, correct?
Yeah. It included two turkey breasts.
Now, when you say turkey breasts, though, you're talking massive breasts, like for 10. Yeah. Two turkey breasts will serve 10 people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, these are big. These are like a boneless turkey breast that you get in the, it's just all white meat. So you get two of those. They're pretty big. And then you get some stuffing. You get cranberry sauce. Then you get three sides. So you can choose mashed potatoes. You can choose green bean casserole, just regular green beans, corn. You can choose the sweet potato casserole.
But it's plenty of food for 10 people, and it's good old Cracker Barrel food. John, how much do you think? Dan's already told me. How much do you think that cost for 10, plenty of food for 10 people from Cracker Barrel? What do you think it cost?
Oh, $75.
Oh, $75.
What? No. Oh. 10 people?
I had a neighbor who went to Branson with her husband and two kids. It was $80 a plate for adults.
Dan, go ahead. Hit him with it.
$125.
$12.50 per person, 10 people, plenty of food. That's a fantastic deal.
You go by and pick it up.
For people who don't
cook. It's already cooked. You just, you know, and they have heating instructions.
So that's like the pricing of the cars here, generally, on the Chevrolet. They're all,
that's good. Ooh. That was well done. Well done.
So
that was good.
You know, I mean, I don't know if you realize how much my beautiful wife loves this show. And I'm
going to
tell you right now, on Fridays, she's like, I'm kind of lost between 3 and 6.
I'll tell you how much she loves it. She's right here in the studio. Hey, Mimi.
Sponsor.
Yeah. No, one, so I told you about that 24-pound turkey, then three turkey breasts that are cooked to perfection, 15 pounds of potatoes. And I will tell you, one of the little great nephews, this kid's so cute, they're all cute. My God, I mean, I love those little ones. And so his plate of, his mom had cut up his turkey, and there was one of these Union Loafers. Got to give them a plug. That's where we get our bread. Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
That doesn't sound right. Hold on. That sounds like a lazy person.
Union Loafer.
That
sounds like somebody who makes like a shoe or something.
The construction workers on the Sopranos.
Yeah. It sounds like somebody who just lays around. What are you, Union Loafer? They come up with a better term than that.
Well, it's hard to get in, let me tell you. You got to order their food and rolls like days and not weeks in advance to get them. Hey, I saw this plate. I'm like, and his mom goes, "Oh, I said, yeah, I'll get it. Is he done? Yeah." So she didn't see, but I walked over. I poured some gravy on top of the turkey that he had touched, and a little gravy on the roll. Because I hadn't eaten yet. I had, everyone had been there now since probably 4:30, quarter to five. It's probably like 6:30. I'm starving. So I just grab a fork out of the, and I just start pounding that food, and it was gone in about 35 seconds. And I just put the paper plate in the, trash receptacle. And
now let me ask you a question. What do you prefer, the cranberry sauce that's like the jelly in a can or the real cranberries with those hairs in them? Which one do you prefer?
Neither.
Really?
No, neither.
Yeah, I'm not a big. We used to do that cranberry sauce in the can.
I like the can.
Precious space in this big stomach of mine when I got turkey, and I love dark meat turkey, and the white. And I mean,
well, you know what? Would you stop with the big stomach thing and how you need to? You don't know big stomach. You don't have a big stomach. You're talking to a couple of people, me, Tim. Don't try to take the big stomach route with us, because you're an amateur. You're an amateur. No, in the big stomach department, you rarely are. You don't have a big stomach.
Yeah, to me, I do. So that's why I got to start working out even harder. And then, you can't lose weight this time of year. It's impossible. We got a St. Louis Arc Association, Christmas party tonight. Have another party on Thursday, another one Friday. So, I can't help myself. I see food, I eat.
How many Christmas parties I go to every year? Usually none. Sometimes one, usually none.
15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they were like 2 and 3 a week. And when we were dating, over 32 years ago, when we were dating, Mimi's like, "Do I have to go to all of them?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm going by myself." Yeah. Oh my gosh! But a lot of people did away with the Christmas parties with
Frank did.
I did away with them a long time ago. What do you mean when you say a lot of companies did away with them? Correct.
Yes, because of...
I think that's sad. I think that's sad. I don't care if you're an atheist. Forget the Christ part of Christmas. I think Christmas time that a company should have something to bring people together. I do. I think that's sad that they don't, that some companies don't do that. I used to work for a guy years ago when I was in my 20s, and he was Jewish. But man, was he generous at Christmas, and he acknowledged the fact that everybody sort of got into Christmas, whether you were Jewish or Christian or whatever. And I I hate it that it's not like it used to be. You know, you used to draw names, and one employee would draw another employee's name, and that was fun. It was fun.
So we do a big hot luck dinner here on the 23rd. I mean, we've got 110 employees. We've got food for probably 300, which, again, I love. It used to be one of my dad's favorite days. He'd say, on like his fifth plate of food, he'd say, son, don't tell your mom. And then the next day I'd talk to him, you know, which was Christmas Eve. We've been closed for Christmas Eve forever. And I said, how you doing? He goes, son, I'm miserable. I ate too much. Why'd you even eat so much? I'm like, that you eat so much, you'd probably tackle me. You'd forearm shiver me out of the way if I try to get in front of you in one of these tables of food. So, but we used to have Christmas parties. I don't know. We just got away. I mean, I might have to go back. I know Mimi's listening. She's going to text me right now for me to shut up. She wouldn't say shut up. She says, no, we're not. It's just the fear factor of anybody. You know, we would always do it at the O'Loughlin, Bob O'Loughlin, one of his hotels, either the Westport Chalet or the Airport Marriott. Sorry. And then if someone needs a room, we get a discount deal on the room. But I think they're fun. I like getting everybody together and a lot of people here. So it's just, it's almost here. I mean, today's the second.
It'll be here and gone before you know it. Like everything else. I hate it, too.
Hold up. And all of a sudden, that night, it's like, but we'll still be listening to Christmas music. We'll be listening to Christmas music.
with two exceptions, do not let your boys or any of the young people in your family listen to Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda Lee. And don't let them listen to Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby, please. They're filthy.
Okay. Do y'all notice how he talks that way sometimes?
What are you talking about?
I feel you put the emphasis at the end.
Well, that's because it's a serious issue. It's filth.
It is.
It's filth put into religious-based music.
Yeah.
And it's despicable.
Oh, man.
I'm just giving you trouble, buddy.
Let's remind people that you're a Chevy dealer. Sometimes we forget to tell people why you're on here. You're in the Chevy business. And, hey, how close are you to Jim Not-So-Slim Sappho's St. Charles County dealership? How close is that?
Out in St. Peter's, Highway 70, yeah. 79 at Veterans Memorial Parkway.
Coming soon? A few weeks?
Yeah. Okay, not good. A big opening until the 1st of January. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And, you know, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I'm just throwing some paint on the place and saying, here we are. Now it's going to be spotlessly clean. It already is pretty clean, but really nice bathrooms in this place. I mean, that's important. You know, you have to have nice restroom facilities because people, that's how I judge a place. I could there'd be a great restaurant. You walk in, you're like, oh my God, that stinks.
Hey, let me stop you right there. When my boys went in the restaurant business, and I know nothing about the restaurant business, I only gave them two pieces of advice. And I said, if you've ever been into any business the first day they opened, I don't care if it's a car dealer or a restaurant, when you go the first day, they're thrilled that people showed up, and they thank you for coming. They go, oh my goodness, is everything okay? Please come back. I said, act like every day is your first day in business. And here's the second piece of advice. The cleanliness of the restroom is everything to people. They will judge your entire restaurant on how clean your restroom is, especially women. And I said, when I come there, which is not often, if I go in that restroom and there's wet paper towels on the floor, puddles of water and soap on the vanity by the sink, I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm not going to be happy. I said, so those are my two pieces of advice. And I think they clean those restrooms like every 20 minutes. They are spotless. You're absolutely right. The restroom is a big deal.
I agree, Frank.
He's making fun of me.
What was that?
He's making fun of me. No, he's making fun of me.
He copied him talking.
You're making fun of me.
1-4-837-1800. That's 314. 837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365, at LawnDoff.com, LONDOFF.
And let's not forget, open late tonight.
Late tonight. And it's December 2nd, but yet all of this business goes into November. So we are doing some pretty amazing things here, and especially, please, AM and the PM crowd. I don't know if you really realize how much we love you all, and then this show, and how Frank and the team make us laugh and giggle and forget about all the other BS you might hear on TV and radio. But this is a great reminder that you have to tell us when you call, you email. Some of you have my cell phone number. Just, man, I remember AM and the PM and the double thick red carpet, because we roll up the red carpet for everybody, but for AM and the PM.
Ooh, double thick. That's good. Okay. By the way, real quickly, say say Merry Christmas to Josh Bauman, who is now...
he went home.
He gave up. And he's not even going to have a segment today. Okay, don't say hi to him. He left. Sorry. I didn't realize that. Josh, say hi, Johnny. I forgive you.
Hi, Johnny. I forgive you.
There you go.
All right. I'll be hopping in my car right now, and I'll listen to the segment.
Okay. Thank you, John. Merry Christmas early. I know it's early, thank but Merry Christmas.
You. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. There he goes. And now, Maestro, if you would.
Help. I need somebody help. Not just anybody help.
Yes, it's finally here, the tech segment with Josh Bauman. Wow, from here till the end of the year, there's going to be so much to talk about. Everything from make sure you have plenty of batteries to, my goodness, I'm thinking about getting a fill-in-the-blank and it's something electronic or technical and you don't have a clue what to look for or which one to pick out. That's why this guy is here. His name is Josh Bauman, and he's our tech guy. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for all kinds of good reasons. And you can read all about them at windowworldstlouis.com. Please give it up for Josh Bauman, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And today is Cyber Monday.
Today is Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday, and I'm sick of hearing about it because you watch the news. No, I am. You watch the news on TV, and that's all you seem to hear about is Cyber Monday. It means nothing to me. I don't participate in Black Friday or Cyber Monday. I'll let everybody else kill themselves and beat each other up, and then I'll step in later and get whatever I need. Josh, how are you?
Good. Not to be a one-upper or anything, but, you know, Johnny said he had 60 people at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. My mom's family or my grandma's family was really big, and we've had 100 people at Thanksgiving dinner before.
Wow.
One house?
No, we had to rent out the KC Hall. It was a tradition that we rented the local KC Hall for over, I believe, 25 years. Yeah, and we stopped in the last probably 5 years. But, yeah, we had upwards of 100 people.
So you stopped in the last week. So what did you do this Thanksgiving?
It was just me, my wife, my son, and my parents at our house. And I was sick, so I wasn't pleasant to be around. I was
sick. What do you mean you're sick?
You sick right now?
Why does that get a rim shot? Hold on. Why did that get a rim shot?
He said he was sick and he's not pleasant to be around. I said, are you sick now? Implying that he's not pleasant to be around.
And then he gave himself a rim shot.
Thank you.
That doesn't deserve a rim shot.
That's a play on words. Thank you.
Yeah. Bill last week, you this week.
You Brits. So how was it? Was your Thanksgiving good?
Yeah, it was fine. We did some shopping, had good food. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and you said you were sick. What were you sick with? Diarrhea?
No, Lord, no. No, I've had this. I ended up on an antibiotic for this head cold, and I'm feeling 1,000 times better today than what I was last week.
You know why you are? Because you're with us.
Right. No, you guys, I told Lonnie, the bit with Brenda Lee and Eartha Kitt, that is the most important radio that could be heard over the airwaves right now.
Josh, it's not a bit, and thank you for recognizing it for the importance that it carries, because it's not a bit. It's a warning, and it's a statement on how pathetic and sad and blind and deaf the public seems to be over the last 60 or 70 years to the filth in those songs. Thank you for recognizing
that. I've every year since I've been listening. Yeah, it's important radio, man.
I actually pulled up, and it's not a Christmas song, but I pulled up another song that we had warned people about, and it's Paul McCartney.
Is this the Paul McCartney song?
Yes. Yes. I can play. I have it to that point, but we did get investigated at, for this song.
No, that's a true story. Yeah. A woman wrote the FCC and told them that we had edited Paul McCartney's song and inserted a dirty word.
Yeah.
What's the song? What is it?
With a little luck.
Yeah. And that's she said we put in the in luck instead of luck we put in the F word.
Yeah, but this
and
is...
she honest to goodness, the FCC contacts us, makes us send them. We had to send them a sealed CD, Paul McCartney, that had never been opened, right out of a retail store, and said, "Here, listen to that. You'll see that's on the." We didn't do that, but it was a ridiculous waste of time because one bitch decides she wanted to accuse us of something we didn't do. And we were exonerated and everything was fine, but it was a pain in the butt for everybody, everybody involved.
And this is what it sounded like.
Yeah, there it is. Plain as day.
Yeah.
With a little F word.
Yeah.
slip right by all of America, all of America and the rest of the world for years. So, Josh.
Yes.
I'm going to give the numbers. You know what's probably going to happen because you're so popular. You're getting a lot of calls. You'll have to deal with them, and that's okay. 855-282-8255, 314-821-0590. I'm just going to let you take
it.
I have nothing. Go.
So, there, like we said, it is Cyber Monday. By far, one of the coolest deals that I have seen today. If you're interested in Hulu, we talk about streaming services a lot during this segment. If you're interested in Hulu and trying it, they have a deal going for the rest of today for their ad-supported service, $1.99 a month for 12 months.
Wow.
That's
a good deal.
That's the cheapest. It's normally like $5 a month, I think. That, hands down, is the best deal I have ever seen on Hulu. Now, it is just...
Now, how much is it? $1.99?
Yeah, for 12 months.
Okay, let's round it off to $2.
Right.
It's normally $5. So, $3 a month for a year. Hold on. You are saving...
$86.
$86.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's a good save.
Is that a month?
That's a month, yeah. $86 a month.
Wow.
You're saving.
So yeah, if you want to try out Hulu, it's not their live service, it is their recorded service, and it is the ad supported. But still, I mean the library, the content that you have access to.
Is that only
to,
for new customers, or is that like existing customers?
You know,
can I go in there and change it?
I don't know. I
probably going to be a new customer.
My
thing,
guess would
it?
Be a new customer.
Yeah.
Thing.
And you know what? Every time something like that happens, I understand how existing customers could be kind of ticked off at that.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
You give the new. It's no different though than DirecTV or Dish or anything else. They give the new people packages for a year that people who've been customers for 10 years don't get.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes you mad a little bit.
Yep. Costco, they had a little issue, so they started their Black Friday stuff early on Thanksgiving. Their website went down most of the day, Thanksgiving Day, for a period of 12 hours. The estimated amount of money that they lost during that window of time, you guys want to take a guess?
$7 million?
I'll guess $45.
$12 million is the estimate.
Jim, you were close.
Did they say why it went down?
They just had back-end server problems.
Don't we all?
Yeah, in fact, yeah. Good one. So, yeah, things could be worse. You could be Costco on Thanksgiving Day. A little reminder. So one of the things that I kind of hammer on at work is phishing. That's one of the big entry points for viruses and ransomware.
Not phishing like sitting on the riverbank.
Correct.
P-H.
Correct.
Right.
Points for Frank. So this time of year, these jerks that do these phishing scams, this is their big time of year. You will receive fake shipping notices, fake order confirmations. Be aware of the stuff that you're clicking on. If it's asking you to click on a link and go somewhere and download something, take note of the from address. If the email says it's from Amazon, make sure the from address says something at Amazon.com. That's the easiest way to look for it. Tim, you have...
No, you're right. And some of them are really good because
I think
I'm a pretty computer savvy guy, and I'll get your order has been confirmed at your fingerhut.com account, and I'll click on it.
Fingerhut?
It's similar to Amazon.
Oh, okay.
It's an online marketplace. and they have a catalog and all that. And
it sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty.
No, it's not. They sell the same thing. It's not. Sounds it's not sexual. Dirty at all. It's not. It's not. And they're from their phishing scams
finger,
from them
finger
are
butt. That would sound dirty.
Yeah, finger
butt.
Slut. You know, we can do this however
hey,
long.
Wow.
I'm just saying. If you
just said slut, man, you can't say that.
He said butt. How come you're getting on me?
Jeez.
No, Frank did say the B word.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Get on Frank.
Oh,
but my point was some of the from email addresses are even close to what the legitimate email address. Some of them are like a million letters and numbers, and you realize it's ridiculous. But some of them are pretty good.
Yes. So yeah, just be aware. And all it, I mean, it just takes one mistake. And you know, if they ask for credentials, go to this site and log in to confirm your shipping address. And you enter in your credentials. Now those are had. And then so that's the big reason why using different usernames and passwords on different sites. So that if that does happen, you do have a breach. Your user credentials aren't exposed for every site and service that you have. Something else that's made the news recently, and I don't know if I buy this quite as much as the news is beating on it. Juice jacking. Have you guys heard of this?
Oh, now that sounds dirty. That sounds very dirty. Juice jacking.
So it's big during travel season around the holidays. They say that these, like in airports where the USB charging ports where you can sit down and charge, that bad people have put pieces of equipment on the backside to steal your information when you plug your phone in. So the easiest way to do this is take your charger along with you, your wall wart and your cable along with you, and don't plug into unknown charging port.
I have to tell you, look, what are the chances that if you plug in, look, I don't worry about that stuff because you're playing the odds. There's about like a 1 in 10,000 chance that you plug in to charge your phone at an airport and there's a juice jacker on the other end. I don't worry about that
The
stuff.
News just, I saw it like on six different stories last week and I'm like, come on, not that I'm in the know with the FBI or anything, but I really haven't heard of any juice jacking instances. But if you are that worried about it, and you guys are going to love this, they do sell a piece of equipment, you could say prophylactic, that would protect against this. You want to know what the name of it is?
See what you did there. Go for it.
USB condom.
That's a good name. It's protection.
Right.
You know.
For your USB. And what it does is it disables a couple of the pins in the USB that pass data. So all it's doing is passing power. So buy a USB condom if you're worried about juice jacking. I think
this has been
everything about
segment.
That sounds dirty.
What other radio station are you going to hear that on? Only here. I bring you the best content, man.
That's right. Other stations would censor that.
True. Yep. I think we have Guy.
We have a guy who says his name is Guy. Guy, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. I'm AM to PM.
Thank you, Guy.
I've got an Android, and it's been a while back, but my Bluetooth, I used to be able to push the button and tell it to call somebody. Well, I cleared up a bunch of stuff in my phone to make room for more stuff that shows up on there.
Born.
And now I can't do it. And I've tried going in different spots and tried to figure it out. I even tried to download something for voice calling, and I just can't get it.
Is it doing it through Google Assistant? Do you know?
I think it is.
Okay. Did you maybe remove the Google Assistant app? Because apparently that you can do that on some phones. That'd be the first thing I would look at is try to reinstall the Google Assistant app and see if that doesn't resolve the issue.
Okay.
And that should you if you go to the Play Store, you should be able to search for Google Assistant, and you should be able to hit install.
Now, my other option would be to completely refresh my phone. Would that do it also?
You mean back to factory defaults? It's possible. Right. It's possible that could do that.
But it's probably unnecessary.
Yeah, that's always a last resort for me. I mean, there are times that you need to do a factory reset, but I would wait on that. I would try resetting. I would try downloading the app again first.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Guy.
So one of the other things that I get these emails from because of my job, I get these email lists from the FBI and Homeland Security. And one of the emails recently was about.
Why don't you tell people what your job is for somebody who might not know?
I'm the IT director for school districts, and part of the rationale for these emails from the FBI is school districts are being targeted by phishing scams and ransomware attacks, unbelievably with unbelievable frequency right now. There's at least one school district a week across the country that is infected and has problems and has to more or less shut down all computer operations due to ransomware. But that's a long way to say that I've started getting these emails alerts from the FBI and Homeland Security. And one of the most recent ones was about smart TVs and the fact that some smart TVs now come with cameras in them, and that they're realizing that TV manufacturers don't update their software as frequently as they should and don't patch holes as frequently as they should.
Why would a TV have a camera?
You know, so that's...
So they can watch you.
They can watch you. They can. Some of it is to pick up hand gestures for maybe swiping the channel away or changing channels, raising volume.
Hand gestures.
Right. Well, if you're watching porn. Right.
Now we're back to juice jacking.
Juice jacking and USB condoms. So the FBI's recommendation is to, if your TV has a camera in it, to either disable it via the software or cover it with a post-it note or some other.
It's the first I've ever heard. I didn't know any TVs had cameras.
Apparently they are. I'm kind of surprised.
And how are you supposed to know if it has a camera? Because it's going to be hidden behind the tinted,
That will likely be a quote-unquote feature or selling point of the television when you go to buy it. And it will also likely be displayed in the setting menu to disable the camera as well. The whole point of
why would you tell me anything that's offered where a camera is necessary on a television?
Maybe a
video game where they need to see the player or something.
And that's if you remember back several years ago, Microsoft with the Xbox came out with the
Kinect.
The Kinect. Thank you. It almost escaped me. It was a camera. I mean,
your
image would display on the TV. It had an IR sensor built into it. And it was to make menu selections.
Okay, but that's different. That's an Xbox with a camera.
Sure.
Because of a game. I've never heard of anything where a TV needed a camera.
I agree with you. I think it's a gimmick at best. And I don't see it being widely adopted. And why? I mean, it's silly.
So the CIA can watch you, man.
Right.
They're watching you.
Yep. The bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
TVs have been huge sellers over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Massive discounts on smart TVs. They're starting to build Rokus into more and more televisions. The RCA is coming out with a model. Walmart owns a brand called ONN. I assume that's pronounced on. They are making a TV with Roku built in. So you're going to have more and more options for TVs that have that streaming device built into them.
You know what RCA stands for?
Don't
look it up.
No, not off the top of my head.
Radio Corporation of America. I believe.
Figured it was radio something.
Not sure.
Yeah. Those are the big ones. I just actually on my way up here, I was scrolling through my feed. There are Sennheiser. I see, Limey, you use Sennheiser headphones, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it?
Sennheiser.
Well, I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
Sennheiser.
They have noise-canceling headphones, so that's the big thing now, are headphones that are active noise-canceling. And if you haven't been at Target or Walmart or Costco and they've got a pair of active noise-canceling headphones on display that you can try on, I highly recommend it. It's a pretty wild sensation. You hear the ambient noise of the area that you're in. You know, you might hear the air conditioner running, kids screaming, your wife talking. You put these headphones on and you hit the on button, it is like you're in the cone of silence, man.
You hit the on button and you can't hear your wife talk anymore?
She is muffled.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
for a permanent one?
Selling point right there.
So Bose makes some, Sony makes some, Sennheiser, I didn't realize they have some. At Best Buy right now, Sennheiser's version is $100 off, so they're only $80, and that is some of the cheapest. Nice. active noise canceling headphones I have seen.
Where is this? Best Buy?
Best Buy, yeah.
I would take a look at those.
You can pick
my
up.
My goodness, from a 180 down to 80? That's a good
deal. Yeah, that's a great deal. $100 off. The Bose QC35, I've had my eye on those for over a year now. Those are some fantastic active noise canceling headphones. And we're taking
it. Probably be more appropriate if you said I had my ear.
Well, that's true. I've been paying attention to those. Those are on my list to buy before we go on this trip, because just think about being on an airplane and that jet noise just for 6 hours.
I like that noise.
Soothing.
Well, puts me to sleep.
It's
like a sound
working.
Machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, it lets you know plummeting. The engines are running.
Yeah. But no, you can wear these, turn that active noise canceling on, and that engine noise goes away just at the drop of a hat. It's pretty amazing. So
you know where that expression came from, drop of a hat?
I don't.
In the old days, they would start a race before there was a starter going, like, ready, set. They would drop a hat, actually drop a hat, and that was the signal to start the game.
Huh. Not a handkerchief?
No, drop a hat. This is a show where if you listen regularly, you'll almost be a genius.
Oh, yeah.
We teach people
That's
stuff.
That's why I'm as smart as I am.
Because you came on with us.
Yeah. And I listened to this show, like, I was in college when I started listening to this show, and I've
That's
been listening ever since.
And look where you are today.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
So, social media. One of the big draws for social media is to post stuff and get likes and comments. That's the whole sensation there. Instagram, they are piloting, and they say they're actually going to roll this out in general. They are going to remove the ability for people to see the number of likes that you've received on a post.
Why?
They say it is a step towards better mental health for people. They're taking
This is the same. This is exactly the same thing as no kid gets a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy. Nobody gets A's, B's, C's. This is all that we're all equal crap. That's what it is. So you don't get to see how many likes you had. Everybody is the same. No, we're not. Everybody's same.
It's not a Instagram is not meant to be a competition. It is just meant to be
a competition.
To show good photos, Frank.
It is. Everything's a competition. Look at YouTube. Look at all the young people scrambling and fighting, and some of them working hard and really clever to get 5, 10, 20 million likes.
Oh, it's
so
unbelievable.
Money. Good for them.
And they're making serious money at that. It's crazy. Well, that's all I have this week. Sorry.
Why don't you give your email address?
Sure. JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com. I love getting emails from the listeners. I got an email from, I think it was a 10-year-old kid this last week, asking a question about why his computer was running slow, and I gave him some advice. A 10-year-old kid, Frank, listens to this show and enjoys this segment.
That was me. I'm just bad at writing.
Oh, no. I mean, he said.
He writes like a 10-year-old.
That's how it came up. He's like, don't judge me. I don't know how to explain it the best. I'm only 10 years old. I'm like, well, that's cool, kid. You're doing fine.
Well, that sounds like you.
Oh. But that could have been an adult pretending to be a 10. You know, pedophiles do that all the time.
Sure.
Act like they're...
I was thinking it was the kid.
You didn't tell him to send you a pic, did you?
No, God, no.
Just making sure.
God, no. Wow.
This kid writes, says, I'm 10 years old, my computer's running slow, and Josh sends him back, send me your genitals.
Oh,
send me a
picture
of your genitals, and I'll help you.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That did not
I'm
happen,
kidding.
Please.
You would not do that. I'm kidding. You're the last person that I can think of who would do that. We have your email address. You know how to wrap it up.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and I'll be arrested in the parking lot, apparently.
No, you won't. No. Go ahead. Give the sign off.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
There you go. That's it. Josh Bauman, everybody. A good guy. Not a creep. It was just a joke. Just a joke. That's all. Josh Bauman, courtesy of Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. For a lot of good reasons, you can find out most of them or all of them at windowworld.com. stlouis.com. We have a great playhouse coming up. Bill Clevelin is in the green room getting the hot stone massage. So he should be relaxed and ready to go. I got a good joke for you. So I would stay right where you are if I were you. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Four witnesses will testify in the House Judiciary Committee's opening impeachment hearing Wednesday. The witnesses are law professors from across the country who will discuss the constitutional grounds for impeaching President Trump. The Judiciary Committee invited Trump to send a legal team to take part in the hearing, but the White House declined. The Judiciary Committee will be tasked with drawing up articles of impeachment if they are warranted. President Trump is responding to a former FBI lawyer who spoke out for the first time since being ousted for having an affair with a fellow investigator.
On Twitter Monday,